mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three of this global broadcast against tyranny, this worldwide transmission. And boy, is there a lot of news we're about to launch into, as well as wide open phones on this Friday. We've already taken a lot of calls. We'll take a lot more of your calls in this early in this final hour. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to order. Yeah, that's the toll-free number to order my videos. That's the toll-free number to call into the broadcast. The number to get my videos is 888-253-3139. But the number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I get distracted. I'm here looking at all these news articles. Is Dick Cheney headed for the door? This is out of Capitol Hill Blue. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, more on Ridge warns of election terror plot. I guess Al-Qaeda wants Bush to continue to attack Arab nations. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Boeing claims national security on WTC second plane. Very interesting about that missile pod. The Washington Post says no plans for the military draft, official says. Also, China to rehearse Taiwan invasion. Vatican Library adopts radio frequency identification devices in their books. Trump slams Bush, so one oily thug bashes another oily thug. Ken Lay sure got around, CEO tied to Kerry's, too. So the neocons say that Bush isn't connected to Enron, but Kerry has some tenuous connection, and oh, see, it's bad when he does it, which, you know, they're all involved in it. So stop the partisan garbage. Admit how bad things have actually gotten. Also, Americans object to war images online. The Associated Press reports, and one, it's censored. And Murdoch, source of erroneous New York Post VP story, paper denies that. And we'll also get into a bunch of different news items here on the unfolding police state. But right now, let me get into this Dick Cheney situation, and we'll go to Carol and others that are holding. Again, at 800-259-9231 is the number to call in. Is Dick Cheney headed for the door, Capitol Hill Blue? Although President Bush proclaims fierce loyalty to Dick Cheney as his running mate, a second term questioned stubbornly linger about whether the vice president will remain on the Republican ticket. And when USA Today, you know, ran an editorial by an editor saying Dick Cheney should step down 2 weeks ago, that did not bode well for them. Cheney's approval ratings have plummeted amid persistent questions about his role in performing the Iraq war and in handling the September 11th terror attacks. That's like saying persistent questions linger about, was Stalin good or bad? You know, persistent questions linger about if it's good to stick your hand in a blender or jump out in front of a bus. There's no question of his corruptness. Cheney's approval ratings had plummeted amid persistent questions about his role in promoting the Iraq war and in handling the September 11th terror attacks. He faces indictment from a French court on charges of bribery, money laundering, and misuse of corporation funds while CEO of Halliburton, and is also under investigation by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for his role in administering a $180 million slush fund that Halliburton used to pay bribes. Well, don't worry. They put their man in as the head of that, so they don't have to worry. In addition, an analysis by the White House counsel's office concludes Cheney violated federal rules of conflict of interest by helping push through a $7 billion no-bid contract for Halliburton's work in Iraq, part of an $87 million package. Some prominent Republicans grumble in private about Cheney's behavior and his dominant role in administration decision-making. There's also, we'll finish up with this and take your calls on the other side when we return. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, I'm Alex Jones, your host, honored to be your host. And PrisonPlanet.tv is the new website. Be sure and check it out. We'll see you on the other side of this quick break. Stand by.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. Got about 51 minutes left, 8 minutes past the hour. On this Friday edition, we're about to go to your loaded phone lines here in just a second. But I want to read the first few paragraphs of this again and continue from Capitol Hill Blue. And again, how many of you have heard this in the mainstream media here in the U.S.? Is Dick Cheney headed for the door? Although President Bush proclaims fierce loyalty to Dick Cheney and his running mate for the second term, questions stubbornly linger about whether the vice president will remain on the Republican ticket. Cheney's approval ratings had plummeted amid persistent questions about his role in promoting the Iraq war and in his handling of the September 11th terror attacks. So he handled them quite well. He faces indictment from a French court on charges of bribery, money laundering, and misuse of corporate funds, while CEO of Halliburton, and is also under investigation by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for its role in administering a $180 million slush fund that Halliburton used to pay bribes. In addition, an analysis by the White House counsel's office concludes Cheney violated federal rules of conflict of interest by helping push through a $7 billion no-bid contract for Halliburton work in Iraq. Some prominent Republicans grumble in private about Cheney's behavior and his dominant role in administration decision-making. There's also is unease in GOP circles about comparisons between the youthful, energetic John Edwards, a Bilderberg minion, and the Democratic vice presidential candidate, and Cheney, a veteran of decades of political wars, who seems uncomfortable on the campaign trail. Former Senator Alphonse D'Amato of New York, the only prominent Republican to speak publicly about replacing Cheney, said that, "I believe the president can guarantee his essential reelection by looking to several other notable individuals who would add a great dimension to his ticket as a running mate," D'Amato suggested Secretary of State Colin Powell or Arizona Senator John McCain. McCain scoffs at the idea.
"I think the day that President Bush drops Vice President Cheney will be a cold day in Gila Bend, Arizona," he said.
"I see no scenario in which the president would replace Dick Cheney." Bush gave a terse answer to the question about how Edwards would stack up against Cheney. "Dick Cheney can be president next," Bush snapped. The White House insists that Bush is sticking with Cheney. While no one in the GOP establishment suggests that there's much chance that Bush would dump Cheney, there is still a lot of what-if talk as the political conventions near. Bush, his minion, or boss, I should say, Cheney, 63, has had four heart attacks since 78, the most recent in November 2000, right after one of the closest, most stressful elections in U.S. history. A sophisticated pacemaker, defibrillator, has been placed in the chest in 2001. The vice president had his annual heart checkup in May and has been told there were no signs of irregularities or blockage or blood flow by his admitted drug addict doctor, who just had to stand down. Added that little part for you. What if the speculation goes, Bush decides or is persuaded, that jettisoning Cheney is the only chance of being reelected? Again, almost everyone close to the president suggests such an initiative would have to come from Cheney himself. Oh, give me a break. None of this even matters. John Edwards doesn't matter. Kerry doesn't matter. Cheney doesn't matter. Bush doesn't matter. They don't run anything. They're puppets. Okay? Let's go back to the calls. Let us talk to Carol in Mississippi. Carol, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I called yesterday, and you told me something about the skull and bones, and I had someone, I didn't have a computer, so I had someone look that word up for me, Illuminati, and it just sent chills all over me when I saw that picture of that owl and that sacrificial place there.
Yes.
And that fire and all. And I mean, you know, it's so wicked, you know. And so then I heard someone last night, I had been noticing they had run a lot of planes over this house.
Oh, where I live? You now.
Huh? What?
Nothing.
I heard what you said. I believe I've been on the list probably a while.
No, I was joking, ma'am.
I've been on the list for a while, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Number one, let's do mathematics, okay? Let's engage in some calculations here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't have a calculator on me, so we'll just guesstimate. You know what the National Security Agency is? The NSA? Okay, let's say they've got 50,000 employees that spy on Americans, which they do not. Now, let's say they have voice recognition software that listens to all radio, TV, phone conversations, reads all faxes, emails. Okay, now, hundreds of millions of words, then a red flag, and put into computer sorting algorithm, artificial intelligence grids, and they still get tens of thousands of flags they're supposed to look at. They can't read or look or follow what you're doing individually, and they sure can't do an investigation or follow up on it. What they can do is public investigations of prominent people to intimidate those of you like yourself. Now, are planes flying over your entire area, looking through your walls with ground-penetrating radar, chronicling what everyone's doing? The answer is publicly yes. Are they focusing in on you? The answer is no. Okay, there's 295 million people in this country. There are tens of millions of awake patriots involved in speaking out, and really, in reality, only about 5,000 NSA people spying on Americans. But let's say 50,000. Let's say 100,000. They are not watching you. They can do nothing to you. All they can do is categorize you off of computer algorithms into databases. They still can't do anything to you. They can do something to individuals, show it to people to intimidate the general mass, okay? So the planes, because you called into this show, are not hovering above your house. Go ahead.
No, sir, but I didn't mean that. I mean, it was that way before I ever even turned on the shortwave. It's like a chemical trail. You're talking about
chemtrails, yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
And again, that's against the whole public. The globalists are about infrastructure. It's about mass movements. They're about mass movements against humanity.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And I guess you've had this person on your program. See, I'm new at listening. Al Culpit.
I've interviewed him before. I agree with a lot of what he says about the shadow government. That's now public. And the foreign troops, I don't totally agree with him about the power structure of the New World Order.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I just know that yesterday I went outside. That's what I called in actually for yesterday, but I started talking about that other, and I looked up mm-hmm. that Illuminati, yeah. and that was pretty shocking, just that. Mm-hmm. And so I looked outside. It was beautiful, all blue, clear skies. It was real, oh, about 5-something this morning, and then they started streaking the skies, you know, making these crisscrosses.
Hey, I hear you. Your phone's breaking up. Thanks for the call, Carol. We could do a whole other show on chemtrails. We have. We'll do it again. I mean, it is going on. It's admitted. NASA now comes out and admits it. It's going on. Scott in Hawaii. Scott, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. Just a quick point here. I haven't heard anybody mention the fact that all the different flights from 9/11, respectively, beginning with Flight 11 as the anchor, because that is the anchor from which we move with the occultic symbology that these idiots espouse. But then starting with 11, going through the other flights, they're in sequential order. And from an operational standpoint, it's perfect because it's Flight 11, 12, 13, and 14. It's perfect. It's unreal if you add up those flight numbers.
Well, you know, the stuff I focus in on, the more esoteric things, is the New York lottery coming up 9/11 on the one-year anniversary, the Chicago Mercantile on the one-year anniversary coming up 9/11, you know, just one out of 14 billion something. All of this, yes, that's how they communicate with each other. It's kind of their joke. You know, it's like a serial killer leaves a calling card.
Or actually, the day of 9/11, then, if these guys were communicating with each other and just talking about 11, 12, 13, or 14, it'd be totally innocuous.
Well, more than that, sir, I mean, let's focus in on all four planes had exactly 20% occupancy. Two different airlines. The computer,
that day
occupancy was above 85% on the West Coast. Magically, two different airlines, four different flights, two different computer malfunctions. This is admitted. And magically, those planes only get 20% on board.
I totally agree with you, Alex. I mean, there's nothing that you cover that I haven't investigated for myself that I am totally not in agreement with you on.
Well, all the occult numerology around 9/11, and then 911 days later on 3/11, not just 911 days later, but on 3/11, we have the Madrid bombings, which have now been proven to be the government.
The thing that people have to understand and keep in the back of their minds, Alex, is what you tell them almost daily, and that is, you may not believe this, but they do. And that's the thing that people have to understand.
Well, serial killers are always into the occult. The occult runs the country, runs the planet. I mean, the Bible says so, and in reality, it's proven. And you're right, and it's just out in the open.
Hey, Alex, you take care.
You bet, my friend. Good to hear from you. William in Texas. Go ahead, William.
Yes, hello, Alan.
Hello, William.
I wanted to bring to your attention the story about a fellow named John Titter. His story is chronicled on a website called www.johntitter.com. T-I-T-O-R.
Okay, just tell us about the story.
Sure. He claimed to be a time traveler, which kind of ends a conversation whenever you bring that up. But what he talked about was that in late 2004 and early 2005 is kind of going to be the start of the second American Civil War. But not like as you would think about the previous one. He said it's more like a series of frequently occurring Waco-style things, which is kind of along the lines of the things you talked about with the police state. And so I just kind of wanted to...
Well, you know, that's all these... I don't know about this guy, but all these so-called time travelers and psychics, what they do is they come up with things that are probable to happen. I mean, you can look at, you know, the U.S. Geological Survey statistics, there'll be a big earthquake every 5 years in California, and then the psychic goes, within 5 years, there will be an earthquake, a big one in the L.A. area. That happens, they go, unbelievable, how did he do it?
Well,
the same thing with Nostradamus and all of this, and I mean, it's just it never ends. I do is stick to legislation and documents
right,
and things
right.
I can prove.
I understand that.
I know it's sensational and fun, and, you know, it just goes nowhere.
Well, I was curious what you thought on the possibility of something like that happening, you know, in the next several years, with you talking about the government taking over control. What do you think the chances of...
Yeah, I see a lot of Waco-style events, because even if one out of 100 people resist, That's thousands of Wacos, and they can't win if we fight back. But I'm trying to avert that. Good to hear from you. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You know, I'm just looking at these photos of Ridge and Cheney in this giant campaign stop in front of these cameras watching the American people, this Big Brother image as they stand up and grandstand. We'll keep you safe. Just give your rights up. The terrorists are about to hit you. And then meanwhile, they protected the terrorists. They funded the terrorists. They are the terrorists. It's just so rich. This picture I'm looking at just says 1,000 words. Did you watch that on television yesterday? We'll go back to your calls coming up the next segment for Kyle and Linda and everybody else that are patiently holding. If you want to join us on air, we'll continue to go to your calls quickly. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ridge warns of election terror plot. Again, a steady stream of intelligence, including nuggets from military militant-linked websites, indicates, which are always government-run, we always find out, but nobody wants to point that out, indicates Al-Qaeda wants to attack the United States to disrupt the upcoming elections, federal officials said yesterday, besides elaborate security plans for the political conventions this summer in Boston. Those are police state kiosk training sessions. In Boston and New York, the officials are considering how to secure polling places come November. Yes, got to have men in black ski masks searching you when you come in. Can't protest electronic voting machines. That's Al-Qaeda. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge and the Bush administration based a decision to bolster security on credible reports about Al-Qaeda's plans, coupled with pre-election terror attack in Spain earlier this year, which is now admitted to be the Spanish government, and recent arrest in England, Jordan, and Italy. This is sobering information about those who wish to do us harm, Ridge said, but every day we strengthen the security of our nation. You mean of the dictatorship. And last Thursday, the Associated Press, the head of the Federal Elections Commission, just calmly came out and said, we're preparing to suspend the election when the terrorists attack. It'll be a type of national security, a threat in martial law, just like they have in Baghdad now. And they're just announcing it, getting us ready. It's all part of the freedom, keep you safe. Believe this. Shifting gears, you know, there's clearly something on the bottom of one of the planes flying into the World Trade Center. And it says, it is clear that the flight that struck the second of the Twin Towers on 9/11 was not United Airlines Flight 175, because views from underneath the plane reveal a 20-millimeter, long, one-and-a-half-diameter cylinder that opens just before impact. The pod appears in all other photographs that clearly show the aspect of the plane, and can be seen in the frame-by-frame analysis of the videos on impact, where there is sufficient contrast and resolution. And we have links to the photos. Stills, the Barcelona daily La Vanguardia, which has run a series of articles based on the technical report on this pod, asked Boeing about these features, who claimed they were unable to respond for reasons of national security. It's like the federal court throwing out Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator's suit, over being told to shut up about prior knowledge and being threatened because it's national security. And need to go look at this. Boeing told the Spanish big newspaper, daily newspaper, that, hey, it's just national security. We ain't talking about it. So, again, we got the owner of the World Trade Center saying they blew up Building 7. We've got seismographs, we've got pods on the bottom, and it's just all admitted and nothing happens. Just, yeah, that's the way it is. I love this propaganda. This is out of the Washington Post. No plans for military draft, officials say. And a week ago they had an editorial saying how good it was. But there will be a draft. There are no plans to reinstate a military draft, and the Bush administration does not support conscription, Pentagon's top official for personnel and readiness told Congress yesterday. Though they've got the bills introduced, senators calling for it, draft boards being set up again. Trying to counter recent internet rumors, got senators calling for it, that the military and the Selective Service system are girding up for potential draft to support operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, Undersecretary of Defense David S.C. Chun said there is no reason to bring back the draft. He fielded questions at a House Armed Services Committee hearing that focused on the strains on military personnel and officials plan to rotate more troops in the conflicts in coming months. Already people whose commitment's up didn't know they'd signed the document that had fine print saying they can be held in for many more years. That's a draft. That's forced conscription of people who've already served. Members of the committee bemoan the rising stress of the Army and the increasing use of National Guard and reserves. Chu and top military officials said there is definitely a strain, but that the Army can handle its current operations while relying on reserve forces that share the burden of service. After the nuclear attack, after the smallpox attack, none of us thought there'd need to be a draft. There have been rumors by some American haters, but now we are instituting it for everyone who served domestically as a secret police officer to defend the mighty homeland. We'll be back on your Global New World Order Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. All right, as promised, let's go to your phone calls. And then I'll get into this other big stack of important news here as well. And I've had a lot of requests. I hear this every 3 or 4 months. We'll play that Chris de Borg song out of England, Revolution. So that's coming up too. Up next here would be, I guess, Kyle in Pennsylvania, then Leslie and Kelly and Dan and others. Kyle, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for all your good work. My question is, why would documents like Northwoods or executive orders like W199I, why would they ever be declassified?
Well, because 60, 70 years ago, we didn't have the National Security Act, but in 1947, 57 years ago, we did get the National Security Act, and people said, hey, you can't have a totally secret government. So they said, okay, we'll release documents every 20, 30 years. So, and then they started breaking that rule, reclassifying, and then good people in the National Archives slipped this stuff out. And when just hundreds of thousands of documents do get declassified, things like Northwoods get slipped into it, and they have congressional hearings back when we had some better Congress people about all this. A lot of this comes out that way. Project Shad, biological testing on the troops, chemical testing, all of this does come out. Now you won't ever hear any of it come out. They've pushed the Kennedy declassification up to 2030-something now. It was supposed to be declassified a few years ago. Now everything's going to be presidential records are classified forever now. And so something from 1962 we can see and learn about, but not other things. Now nothing will ever be released unless people leak it. And there are good people in government, and things do get leaked, but I mean, you'll have huge bombshell events like the documents getting leaked, the White House admitting they're accurate, then trying to, you know, go after their aides because, you know, here's the emails with Dick Cheney and his assistant running out of the VP office, you know, the Halliburton contracts. He should go to prison for that. Bill Clinton should go to prison for pardoning cocaine dealers who came to the White House or communist generals in the White House, but nothing ever happens to them.
I guess people just don't, they see this stuff and they just don't care.
Well, we've been conditioned that this is just the way, that's what government does, they're just corrupt, and people admit they're corrupt, nothing you can do about it, but then they'll go, oh, government's not bad though, let's give our rights up to them. Powerful, inbred, you know, people, they don't want more control. No, that's just the number one 100% rule in history, like gravity.
All right. Thanks for the answer, Alex.
Hey, you bet, Kyle. Good to hear from you. Leslie in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I'm on a cell phone. I apologize for that. I'm just responding to the caller about 20 minutes ago. And she, I mean, no disrespect here, but a lot of Christians are very uneasy speaking out against evil because of the conditioning of the 5103 churches. And in my view, they basically sold the flock out. And the Bible speaks specifically, and your response to the caller was that she needed to stand up against evil and to be counted. Well, the scripture in Ezekiel just reinforces what you had to say. I thought you'd find that interesting in two passages in Ezekiel, the chapters Ezekiel 22. And it also talks about the conspiracy of the prophets, how they sold the flock out, basically. And,
well, hey, you want to read those quotes? I mean, I sat through a lot of Sunday school, folks, and enjoyed it. And the whole Bible is standing up against evil and getting your head cut off. I don't mean the last caller, but I kept repeating, okay, but we got to stand up. She just kept saying, well, you've just got to be a Christian, are you? As if that was somehow, I'm not supposed to be involved or out there. But, you know, it's confusing. She wouldn't say it, but she kept, you know, kind of bring, you know, up the edge of it. And I'm sorry. I mean, the whole Bible is standing up against evil and being punished or being rewarded for it. I don't care what happens. I'm supposed to do this.
Let me read you the two quotes and what is required of us, because in the chapter of Ezekiel, it's because we did not. It was the whole land was destroyed. And I'll read you the conspiracy, and I'll read you it's Ezekiel chapter 22. Verse 25, there is conspiracy of her prophets. In the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravaging the prey, they have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. It goes on further how they've taken the treasures and the profanities and blah, blah, blah.
And they've taken the children. I believe it talks about taking children.
Yes, it's horrible. And it says,
well, why don't you list what the New World Order does to us?
No, let me end with this. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. None. Therefore, I poured out my indignation upon them. My vision is not good. Consume them with the fire of my wrath, their own way, that I recompense them upon their hands, saith the Lord. The point is, the Lord had asked one, God had asked one person to stand up against evil. One person. Amen. Amen.
Well, I know that if people weren't fighting evil, we'd be totally in the jaws, totally judged. But the new church says, give into it, let it come, it's supposed to happen, don't fight it. I've heard these Christian callers, these so-called Christians, praise the Lord, they want us to take chips. This means it's the end. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, and I go, we need to fight it. No, we don't. Hey, thanks for the call. I mean, it is sick. I don't think that earlier caller was saying that, though. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in Texas. Kelly, go ahead.
Yes, real quick, I just wanted to say, those people that boarded that plane in the morning, Flight 175, how did they not recognize the pod on the bottom of the plane? And the, you know?
People don't pay attention. Do you run around looking at the bottom of the plane and wondering what pods are?
No, I just, and the next point was the Knight Rider theme song that you use on your show. Are you a big fan of Knight Rider, the show?
No, years ago I bought, you know, those TV themes on CD. I thought it was interesting.
Okay, also, you said this yesterday, that some kids listened to your program. I'm wondering where, you know, do these kids, where are they at? You said watch your language because kids are listening.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, sir. Kind of a weird, aggressive call. I don't know where you're really coming from. Yeah, I was just telling people that all over the country, see, we're on during the day. And it's the summertime right now, especially. So it's transmitting off AM and FM transmitters. And it goes into people's cars and their homes and businesses. And I have had, conservatively, I don't know, 300, 400, more than that, letters that I've read myself over the years of homeschooling families and Christian schools that at the lunch hour during the school year listen to this broadcast. And so you're saying, where are they? This isn't a visual medium. It's an audio medium. It's radio, invented by Marconi. And so would you like me to produce the children that listen to the show? I don't really understand, sir. If you have a serious call and disagree with me on something, I'll have you on. But if it's just silliness, I really can't do it, Kelly. Dan, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Longmont, Colorado.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, and I've been listening to your program for some time. I really appreciate the information you're putting out. I spoke to a couple of people today about Infowars.com and about the program, you know, telling where they can hear 1360 here in the Longmont area.
Wonderful folks. Absolutely. The American Freedom Network doing a fabulous job. Why don't you give out their website?
Okay, it's Infowars.com.
No, their website. Well, isn't it America Free?
No, I was mentioning Infowars.com.
But you ought to give out their website.
I'm not sure what it is.
I don't want to say it wrong. I think it's just AmericanFreedomNetwork.com, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, the point I wanted to make was that I mentioned Infowars.com to a Colorado University student, and she told me, though she had never seen the website, that there was chalk on the sidewalk at Colorado University, Infowars.com, on the walls, all over the place at Colorado University.
Yeah.
And so I explained the website to her and got her really interested. She's definitely going to look at the website.
Yeah, writing on the wall like Ezekiel.
All over the place, InfoWars, she says that one, she recognized it right away but didn't know what it was about.
Well, let me go back to something. About every week or two, I get a threatening email or letter from Colorado, Oregon, New York, South Texas. One time, I got the email sent to me, the police even contacted me one time from New Zealand. And they said, Mr. Jones, we're going to come get you. You climbed up on this skyscraper and spray-painted Infowars.com. So anyway, the funny part is that I don't support spray-painting, folks. I do think putting chalk on the sidewalk, it washes away, that's fine. But we don't support any of that vandalism. But the point is these people are so stupid from New Zealand to Oregon that they think I'm doing this, that I'm this omnipresent being in Kiwi land, scaling skyscrapers, spray painting InfoWars 50 feet across. I guess we are in a war. I mean, would the founding fathers have done that to get the word out? But go ahead.
The people are very enthusiastic. I mentioned it to someone else, and he said, "Oh, that one." And I said, "What do you mean, where?" And he said, "He got it from us. One of the free tapes that are being given out in the area."
Yeah, the power of you, the power of you, the people, sir, making copies of my films and then others making copies. One tape can turn into thousands, 1,000 tapes into 1,000,000, 1,000,000 tapes into 100,000,000, and we are reaching the tens of millions points if you will simply, and this is from just thousands of videos going on for me, barely pay the bills. You guys need to continue to get the originals, continue to make copies, continue to get them out.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep doing that. I wanted to mention I did.
So that had to be, hold on, that had to be encouraging for you.
Oh, it was. It what it has done for me is made me feel like something's happening. People are all over are waking up really fast. And they're questioning and they're asking
go
questions.
Go to every hill and mountain because the time is now at hand to light a fire in the minds of men and women everywhere. Anything else?
Yes. I emailed a website to you. I'm not going to mention it unless you ask me to, but it had to do with 2004 and 2005 as being very critical years. With, in other words, somebody back in 2001 said, that in 2004 and 2005, people are going to get really upset about their loss of freedom in the USA.
Well, I think they already got upset in 2000 and in 1776. Yeah. And
they did, but they're getting it's reaching a critical point now.
That's why the globalists have to carry out more terror and try to scare us back into submission.
In 2001, in March, he mentioned Iraq and said that.
We didn't hang up on you. Your phone cut out. Yeah, there's a lot of people who want to claim, oh, I was psychic. I said we'd attack Iraq. PNAC said they'd do that in 99, in 2000, but Dick Cheney's own group. Hey, folks really want to hear this song again. I'm going to air this, then come back, go to break, come back and take a few more calls and a few more news items if we have time. But here is, speaking of revolution, here it is, folks. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution! Watch and wait, get ready for the sign. There are many here among us now who have not seen the light. We must send the word to all the people in the land. Go to every hill and mountain, for the time is now at hand to light a fire!
They will see through the lies after we light the fire. go to every hill and mountain, for the time is now at hand. There are many who have not seen the light. You're living history. You're living the crossroads of humanity. The edge of total enslavement, or a new beginning of liberty and freedom. The new world order, in all its horrors, is now upon us. We have entered the gates. They are upon us. Unlock your minds. Stand up against the tyranny, or be swallowed into the depths of despotism, serfdom, feudalism, and the new world order. We'll come back, talk to Steve and Ned and Roberta. That'll be it for phone calls. I will briefly fire out the toll-free number and website to get the videos. If you want to join us in the historical battle against the globalist, where you can sit there and suck your thumb and be a slave in a prostrate position. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We are fighting the globalist and their prison planet.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a black Berkey purification element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Be part of history on the Good Guys team, ladies and gentlemen. Fight the New World Order. A great way to do it is my documentary films. I also carry a bunch of other great films and books on tape. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Or just call toll-free to ask questions or to order or to find out about the specials we offer at 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Get Eric Hufschmidt's video, Painful Deceptions. Get them out to people, folks. Get my films and make copies. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball's in your court. You can let the killers of 9/11 stand up there and pose as our saviors in front of threat boards and tell us to give up our freedoms, or you can expose these creatures. It's that simple. You only live once. You're only in this once. You better get involved. Annette in West Virginia, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. I would like to reinforce your position about the people standing up, besides a few other comments, if you don't mind. Essentially, the Bible proves that the people in the land of Israel, who did not actually rebuke their leaders, paid for it. In other words, they were responsible to keep their leaders doing the right thing according to the scriptures.
But now, talking about Israel, we're supposed to support whatever they do. That isn't what the Bible says.
No, but you see, what you're talking about in Palestine is the counterfeit. The state of Israel is the fulfillment of the prophecies pertaining to the people of Edom. That's not true Israel. See, when you're talking to me about Israel, it's about true Israel.
No, no, but just going back to examples of standing up against evil.
Oh, well, the standing up against evil, true Israel, their people paid for it when they didn't rebuke their leaders and do that. You see, and the prophets, as the previous caller said, it's the prophets, it was the church that was at fault, because the church and the prophets did not insist that the people do that. The prophets were corrupt, they became corrupt and very lax. But anyway, that was the one point I wanted to make. There was another reason why I called it.
You got 30 seconds. I got to go.
Well, with reference to this federal bill to make an amendment to the Constitution on marriage, I think it should be that a man and a woman constitute a marriage, not one man and one woman. And I'll tell you why. Look at the prophet Isaiah in chapter 4:1, where it said, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we shall eat our own bread, wear our own apparel, only we want to be, you know, under your
name. I got to let you go. Call me back tomorrow, okay, or tonight or something. Let's talk to Roberta in Colorado. Last caller, go ahead.
Alex, hi.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I'm calling with the website for 1360 AM.
Yeah.
Out of Colorado.
Sure.
Yeah, it's AmericanNewsNet.com.
AmericanNewsNet.com.
American with an N.
American.
Yes.
NewsNet.com. Yeah, that's great, folks.
And can I bring up a couple quick points?
Yeah,
there?
Go ahead.
All right. I received a book as a gift, and it details 1957 like a calendar, every day of every month. On June 2nd, 1957, CBS aired Nikita Khrushchev, filmed in Moscow, unrehearsed. And he predicted on that day, his filming, that your grandchildren will live under socialism. Isn't that interesting?
And you'll sell us the rope to hang you with.
Can you believe it? 1957. On the next day, June 3rd, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled...
Unfortunately, Roberta, we're out of time. God bless you all. Have a good weekend.
Our terrorist cells...